You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at an 8-race card at Roscommon this evening on Monday, May the 8th. We've got a split right down the middle here with 4 flat races and 4 National Hunt races in a mixed card, ending with 3 races over the larger obstacles. My nap comes in the shape of the 6:30 in the mile and a half handicap, so do stay tuned into that.
Race 1.
But we begin with the 4:55, which is a mile and a quarter maiden. Quite a few of these have shown decent bits of form already so far in their careers. Not more so than Time D, who ran an encouraging race on seasonal reappearance down in Garran the other day from a wide draw to storm 14 of 16. This horse did really well to cope with one or two others who were much better drawn than him and more strongly fancied on the day. Bumbasina, yeah, she's highly regarded from the William McCreary stable, who took the race. And Treaty of Vienna, who is second, has gone on to win subsequently. Representing the stable, who had a nice winner the other day down in Clonmel in the shape of Mystery Gal. I'd expect this gelded by Jukebox Jury to certainly put it up to the favourite here, Act of Valour, who ran well at Navan the other day, albeit looked a little bit tricky in the first time blinkers. The ability is there, whether he's got the inclination to go through with it, he's obviously open to question. So Time D is the value bet in the first.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is another mile and a quarter race. This one's a handicap and it makes perfect sense at the moment to be following Jessica Harrington Blind. She had 2 winners from 2 runners once again at Leopardstown yesterday. And the Bag and Wagon could keep rolling in the direction of her stable with Tilly's Chilli here, who was a good winner last time out down in Limerick, staying on very strongly in the latter stages. She probably won with a little bit more in hand than the official margin suggests. She certainly seems to be going the right way off the back of that run the time before as well behind Steely Eyed at Leopardstown. And a mark of just 72 doesn't seem to be too severe. I do think the horse that beat her the other day at Leopardstown, Steely Eyed, can also come into the mix as well. She didn't get the best of runs the other day down in Navan when trying to duplicate that victory at the Dublin venue, but she just got trapped in behind runners and never really got a chance to get out into the clear, so she could be dangerous at a much bigger prize. But Tilly's Chilli, got to be with her, yards flying, comes in good form, just keep it simple.
Race number 3.
On to the 6 o'clock then, which is a mile and a half maiden. And the two that head the market are Zamira and Chocolate Noir, who were second and third respectively behind Parola the other day down in Navan in that strongly run handicap. And they are likely to be very much on the scene here tonight. But I quite like the chances here of Damasia. Hopefully she might get a chance to get her head in front at the 12th time of asking. She certainly had plenty of opportunities. And she's often run to a very decent standard, as we saw 2 starts ago back in Garran on the 31st of August last year, when she finished second to Rashan, a form of which obviously has worked out really well, as Rashan has gone on to run many races over hurdles to a good standard. And indeed, he won himself on the flat the other day down in Clonmel. This horse has been plying a trade to a reasonable level over hurdles throughout the winter as well. She was a winner 3 starts back at Punchestown, so she obviously comes with a deal of positives attached to her. She's likely to make the run in as well. And the master of tactics from the front, Kevin Manning, has been booked, so hopefully she can go well there for Edward Harty.
Race 4.
Right, on to the 6:30 then, which is a mile and a half handicap. And my nap in the night runs here in the shape of a remarkable lady who was really unlucky first time off the shelf at Leopardstown in quite a hot handicap. Trapped away, going really well on heels up the inside in the hands of an inexperienced £10 apprentice. This horse flashed home to be never nearer 7th at the line behind Ace of Diamonds. The form of that race has worked out really well, with 3 subsequent winners, including the 3rd horse, Like That. And talking of Like That, well, Remarkable Lady was 8th behind that horse when they clashed again on the 15th of April at Cork. But once again, Harry Rogers is charged. Didn't get the most pleasant or smoothest of runs through that day. Dropped out from the start. Only had one behinder turning in. And given that the race was definitely run to suit the front runners, they didn't go much of a gallop. I thought Remarkable Lady did actually do remarkably well to finish as close as she did at the end. It was a certainly much better run than the bare result suggests. She's a winner of a similar contest when we look back at her form at Tramore last year. She likes good ground. And with Smullen once again booked and only a small field tonight, you'd imagine that she'd be ridden a little bit more handier than she was last time out. Chapter 7, well, he's definitely got a chance on his old form, but I couldn't fail to be disappointed with his run the other day at Punchestown in a charity race where he only beat one horse home. He was ridden like an absolute buffoon by his amateur pilot on that occasion when he set off a million miles an hour trying to set an unrelenting gallop. He was no surprise to see him fade, but the fact that he finished so tired out on his feet only less than a couple of weeks ago suggests to me that he looks a bad bet around about the 5-4 mark this morning, whereas Remarkable Lady coming back to much juicier odds at 7-2. I don't see many others getting into the race. They look as though they're out of form and this basically will need the run as well on their first start of the season. So in what looks a match between the front two in the market, I'd expect Remarkable Lady to come out on top.
Race 5.
On to the 7 o'clock then, which is the first of the National Hunt races here tonight. And this one's a bumper, which comes up over 2.4 miles. Obviously, all eyes will be on Torrent de Mott, representing the William Mullins stable, having finished second on his first go at Tramore the other day. But that said, I do think the value in the race has to be Mr. Showtime from the informed Noel Mead stable. This horse was second when we last saw him in a decent main hurdle at Punchestown behind Kilfenora in a good speed figure. Kilfenora disappointed next time out at Limerick, but bounced back to form when finishing fourth in the EBF final the other day off a big weight, back in third with Geneva Barracks, who's won subsequently. And if you go back and look at that run the time before as well, behind the likes of Outspoken Icario, he also has run to a really good standard prior to that. So everything looks set fair for Mr. Showtime to run another really solid race. And around about the 9-2 mark this morning, he looks solid each way fodder in that 7 o'clock.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.30 then, which is the first of the chase races we see here tonight. This one comes up in the shape of a 3-mile-1 contest. And of watching Roscommon races down the years, it certainly pays to be handy on this tight right-handed National Hunt course. So therefore, I'm going to put up Stonehall Jack, who fits the criteria of what we're looking for here tonight. He likes a decent surface, he likes right-handed tracks, and he also jumps well and likes to race handy, so he ticks all those boxes. He managed to put all those attributes together when he won at Tramore 2 starts ago. And once again, he ran to a good standard the other day down in Kilbeggan when he couldn't quite cope with Lucky Pat, who was very aggressively ridden from the front. But he still ran on really well to finish a creditable second. And he's got plenty of form over tonight's trip as well. So the informed Stonehill Jack from the Donald Fye Fitzgerald stable, it looks certain to go well with conditions to suit in the 7.30.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a mare's beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. And all eyes undoubtedly will be on Rock of the Moor here for obvious reasons. She's been playing her trade for a really good standard over hurdles in the last couple of seasons, so much so that she managed to finish second at the Cheltenham Festival a couple of years ago, of course, to Limini in that Grade 1 affair. Not a bad run on her second start this season when finishing third behind Limini and Apple's Jade. And on her third start of offences, another good effort in a very competitive handicap chase at Punchestown Follow. That was a really good performance on the figures. She kept up well with the front runners on that occasion. Although she just couldn't quite go through with it late on, the steady of 11 stone 10 probably was the reason for her demise at final count. She jumps really well, she likes decent ground, and what looks a fairly modest mare's race with only Calopsia really offering any kind of resistance with regards class, I'd expect Rock on the Moor to justify her position in the market there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 2.5 mile beginner's chase. And the one to keep close tabs on here is At Rainbow's End from the Paul Nolan stable. I thought she ran a really nice race on her chasing debut down in Kilbeggan the other day. She looked as though she got her race in the pocket, but unfortunately she got her pocket picked in the latter stages by Isabella Liberty. Indeed, if probably Jonathan Moore would have had his chance to ride that race again, he would have stayed on the rails and not let Jack Kennedy up her inner on that tight run to the line there at Kilbeggan. That was certainly a much improved effort from this mare by King's Theatre. And previous to that, she hadn't really shown a great deal, but she was second in a point-to-point on her first start way back in the day. And the addition of the tongue tie clearly worked for Paul Nolan's individual on that occasion. In a race that won't take a great deal of winning, I'd expect Rainbow's End, if she runs up to that level that we saw the other night, to go very close to winning that final race. That concludes this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Thanks very much for listening. And we're going to take a look next at Dundalk's all-weather card, which comes up at first race at 5:45 on Wednesday evening. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.